All right, good morning, good morning. Come on in, have a seat. As people come on in and find their seats, I know what you're thinking. Oh, good, he's talking again. Let me just take that away from you right now. I'm going to start this morning with a very brief devotional. I'm going to start by telling you a story, and after the story, you're going to think to yourself, well, that explains a lot. Because when I was in junior high, we played football on tennis courts. We had like nothing but gravel out there. We didn't really have grass. They got grass later, not that I'm bitter. But we played football on tennis courts, and we used the net as one side boundary, and we used the fence as the other side boundary, and we just played long ways across four half tennis courts. And I was really short, but I could catch, and I was pretty quick. And so I made friends with all the ninth grade football players. And their favorite route to give me was go long, which I had no problem with because most of the eighth graders couldn't catch. And so what I would do is I would just go long and I would stand there, and Craig, I remember his name, Craig was the ninth grade quarterback, and he would just stand back there and he'd get a little grin in his eye, and then he would just heave it as long as he could, and I would stand back behind everybody and I would catch the ball and I would score. And the best part about this is we did this at lunch, and there was always a crowd of people outside that were watching us play. And what that means in junior high is there were girls watching, okay? So one of these days that we were doing this, I remember, you know, and really what happened was Craig said, go long. And I said, got it. So I line up. You know, they hike the ball, I run down, and I've got the net right here, and I'm running down, and I look back, and Craig has already thrown the ball. And I start to grin immediately, because I've got this guy burnt, and the ball, you know when somebody throws you a ball, and it just looks perfect? I mean, the spin is right, and it's just going to float down into your hands, and some of you are thinking, I'm going to drop this ball. I'm not going to drop this ball. So I've got it, and it's coming down, and I catch this ball, and I think to myself, all right, I'm in the middle of the third tennis court, and I've got to burn this eighth grader who's now really embarrassed and get to the end zone before he touches me. It was two-hand touch, and touches me into this concrete tennis court that we're playing on. The irony of that, though, was he didn't need to touch me because I wasn't in the third tennis court. I was in the fourth tennis court. So when I caught that ball, I was running a full sprint, and I was about 6 feet from the chain link fence that was waiting for me in the end zone. That's not enough time to stop. And so the chain link fence assisted me in my stopping endeavor. And if you've ever seen the Looney Tunes cartoons where the coyote hits something, one of two things happens. Either that object crushes him into a thousand pieces and he just comes, you know, down into a pile of dust and then something sweeps him up, or that object pulls him in a little bit and then shoots him back out. That's what happens if you sprint into a chain link fence. And so I sprinted into the chain link fence, it pulled me in, it shot me back out, and I only have the vaguest recollection of what happens after that. Now, I told you already, I caught the ball, I maintained the catch all the way through the chain link fence and all the way through the almost 4.5 feet that it threw me backwards, knocked my head on the concrete. The assistant principal had to pry that ball out of my hands. Now, everything after that's pretty vague. Like, I've been told what happened. And I was reflecting last night on all of the information that we have heard so far. And I don't know if you've had this experience, but I've heard a lot. I've taken a lot of notes. I've thought, man, I need to take this back to the association, this back to the association. Man, this is really good. And I know that when I go to conferences, my temptation is to take a lot of notes and have a lot of good ideas, and then I get back to the association and I do nothing with it. I have the best of intentions when I'm there, and then I get back into the soup, and I'm like, this is really hard or complicated, or I've got so many other things, tyranny of the urgent, and all of that other stuff. And I was thinking, I was like, man, that's a lot like hearing a lot of information and not doing anything with it. It's kind of like I caught the football, and then they pried the football out of my hands, and now I have forgotten everything about it because I was so impacted by that experience that now I can't do anything with it. I have no actual memories from that. And so I was encouraged. I was just so blown away yesterday, especially by Andy's talk, that I made some notes and I made some commitments to do when I got back to Houston. It was just one thing. When I get back to Houston, I'm going to meet with a couple of guys and talk to them specifically about their vacation policy and their usage of time policy, because I have those guys in my association. They're like, man, I don't use all my vacation, and they have it all baptized and they have it all worked out. They have a certain twisted theology behind it, right? Andy and I were talking this morning. And it's just one thing. What's your one thing that you're going to take back to your association and you're going to implement of all the stuff that you've heard? And frankly, you're going to hear some really great stuff today. And it may be in that talk that you're going to hear something great, and you're going to take one thing from it, and you're going to go back to your association with it. You're going to go back to your pastors with it, and you're going to do something about it. Because here in James, it says this, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like someone looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer who works, this is the person who will be blessed in what he does." I hope to encourage you to take one thing. Not just to forget everything we've done. I mean, to do everything that you've heard, to take everything back, that's a really monumental task. But take one thing and actually do something with it, implement it. And I hope that you will echo my prayer for you in that we'll be blessed if we take one thing back and actually do something with it and be an instrument of blessing to others. Can I pray for you? And then Ben, you're going to come up and lead us in worship. Let me pray for you this morning. Lord Jesus, I thank you for these men and women. I thank you for their dedication to your service. I thank you for the ideals of collaboration and partnership and cooperation that fuel us and get us out of bed every morning. But Lord, these are your associations. These are your churches. You have sent us into these places so that people might come to know you. This is about you. You love these cities more than we could ever love these cities. And wherever the contexts are, the county seats, the town and countries, the rural associations, the urban associations, wherever we are, Lord, this is about you. And so, Lord, as we hear things, as we have ideas, as the Spirit whispers to us, Lord, let us be fully impacted by those things. But also, Lord, let us remember those things and take something back and impact others with it. Lord, to your glory alone. And Lord, let everything that happens today put a smile on your face. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, guys, if you want to go ahead and stand to your feet, we're going to worship together again this morning. You are a loving Father.
You are a loving Father. You know me as your own.
Though I
am undeserving your grace. Your grace. I know you are sovereign, God, I know you're in control, so I trust you, so I trust you have a purpose, oh, and you never let it go,
so when you call, I will answer.
So when you call, I will answer. When you move, I will move. When you speak, I will listen and obey. my desire. I'll do what you say. When you speak, I will listen and obey.
You work all things.
You work all things together for your glory. For your glory and my good. So I trust you in the process. 'Cause I believe that by my side you've always stood. My response, so when you call, I will answer. When you move, I will move. When you speak, I will listen and obey. Your will is my desire. I'll do what you say. When you speak, I will listen and obey. Where you go, I will follow. My heart forever say, when you speak, I will listen and obey. 'Cause your will is my desire. I'll do what you say. When you speak, I will listen and obey. Whatever you want me to do, I'll say yes. Whoever you want me to speak to, I'll say yes. Whenever you tell me to wait, I'll say yes. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll say yes. Whatever you want me to do, I'll say yes. Whoever you want me to speak to, I'll say yes. Whenever you tell me to wait, I'll say yes. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll say yes. So when you call, I will answer. When you speak, I will listen and obey. Your will is my desire. I'll do what you say. When you speak, I will listen and obey. Where you go, I will follow. My heart forever say, when you speak, I will listen and obey. 'Cause your will is my desire. I'll do what you say. When you speak, I will listen and obey. God, when you speak, I will listen and obey. Suddenly articulate with a thousand tongues to lift one cry. And from north to south and east to west, we'd hear Christ be magnified. From sea and sky, from river. When every creature finds its inmost melody, in every human heart its native cry. Oh, then in one enraptured hymn of praise, we'll sing Christ be magnified. Oh, be lifted high, sing it, oh, Christ be magnified. Just let his praise arise, Christ be magnified.
Last year I read this book, and I always think about it whenever we sing this bridge. It's called Gods at War by Kyle Eidelman. It's a really great book, and it's fascinating because in the book he talks about how often idols are usually something that God meant for good that the enemy tries to make for evil. And it's crazy how, I don't know about you if you can relate to this, but in my life, ministry at different points has actually become an idol to me. C.S. Lewis wrote in one of his books, he says that some people have become so obsessed with the ministry of Christ that they forget about the Christ of the ministry. And man, I wept when I heard that because I'm like, man, that's been me. I've been so obsessed with the being in front of people or the performance of it or just the trying to make sure everybody thinks that I'm okay that I've just forgotten to keep Christ at the center of it. So in that moment, I had to repent again, like I always have to do daily, right? So this bridge, what we're about to sing, is that declaration of I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you and you alone, God. So this is something I always come back to. So let's sing this together. Full of faith.
I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, I'll rejoice cause you're there too. And I won't be formed by feelings, I'll hold fast to what is true. And if the cross brings transformation, then I'll be,
yeah, I won't bow.
And I won't bow to idols. I'll stand strong and worship you. And if it puts me in the fire, I'll rejoice cause you're there too. And I won't be formed by feelings, I'll hold fast to what is true. And if the cross brings transformation, then I'll be crucified with you. Cause death is just a doorway into resurrection life. And if I join you in your sufferings, then I'll join you when you rise. And when you return in glory with all the angels and the saints, my heart will still be singing, my song will be the same. Bye.
As we continue in worship, we're going to sing one more song. And before we do that, Isaiah chapter 66, starting in verse 1, it says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me? And what is the place of my rest? All these things my hands have made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." And I love this because that's the picture of God Almighty on the throne. The heavens are my throne. The earth is so low in comparison that it's where his feet would rest. I love that because that's the same God. Like we talked about yesterday in Philippians 2, it says, "Have your mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be used to his advantage. But he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant. And being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father."
From heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes, to fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the to the other side, knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died. We sing praise. Stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who come to the Father are restored, and the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel and shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Love you. We exalt you this morning. We acknowledge that you are King of Kings, that you are Lord of Lords. Lord, let the gospel message never become stale or old to us. But even right now in this moment, would you help us to remember maybe the things that we felt in the minutes that we first received salvation, when we first realized that you paid our debt in full. Like Colossians says, you took the certificate of debt that was against us and you nailed it to your cross. Help us to remember that as we move forward today. That the gospel is what fuels us to do this. And your Holy Spirit is what gives us the power to do it. So Lord, thank you for this time of worship. I hope it was a sweet sound to your ears this morning. And it's in the beautiful, wonderful, powerful, matchless name of Jesus that we pray and sing. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hey, let's give it up for Ben and show our appreciation. Hey, Ben, stay on the stage for just a second. Ben Halsey, I want them to know who you are and where you worship and minister and maybe how they can get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you. So,
absolutely. This is where I'm not good at talking.
You can pretend you have a Bible in front of you.
Wait,
you're
yeah.
Good when the Bible's in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah, so my name is Ben Halsey. I serve at Long Hollow Church, just a few minutes outside of Nashville City, and been there for 5.5 years. My wife's name is Naomi. We have two little boys, one of them sitting back there playing Minecraft, and then one a year younger than him named Maverick, and then we have a little boy on the way due in December. We're naming him Ozzy. So, yeah, three kids, and, Long Hollow Church, been there. I'm actually, the last 5.5 years, I've been the student worship pastor. In just a few months, I'll be transitioning to our first campus that we're launching, so I'll be the worship pastor of that campus coming soon. That just became official Tuesday, so really excited about that. But we do Long Hollow Worship, the ministry that I am a part of. We do some travel things, so if you're looking for an acoustic kind of thing like this or even a full band for like a conference or something, you can reach out to me. I'd be happy to give you my number if that's weird. I don't know if that's weird. Or my email.
You can contact me.
Yes, let's do that. So I'll give my number to him and you can get it from there, or my email. I'll do both. So, but yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. So if you're interested in having Ben out to your associational gathering or other event that you might be doing, just contact me, and then I'll actually put his email address on the app for you. So keep the app after the conference. Speaking of the app, if you pull that up real quick, there is a section titled Extras, and in that section you're going to see several links, but I want to point a couple of them out to you, particularly the associational website. If you do not know it already, at nam.net/associations, there is a website dedicated specifically to you. So you'll know the dates of the new events as soon as we set those dates. The registration links will always be there. Links to previous podcasts and up and coming ones. We are revitalizing that or relaunching that soon. So everything you need to know as an AMS related to NAM will be there at /association. So you can go there on the web. Now jump down on that. And the last one is a final event evaluation. I encourage you at the end of the event, maybe on your way home, not while you're driving, thank you very much, but there's a simple evaluation form, 3 questions. What worked, what didn't work, and logistically, what do we need to fix? But I invite you to also put any comments you want in that last field as well. Our ambassadors do take that very seriously, and we want to always host you well and with excellence. So we take all those comments, we debrief over those comments. So please take the time to fill out the evaluation at the end. So let me give you the plan for this morning. In just a few minutes, I mean, as soon as I put down the mic, we're gonna all go up to our final breakout rooms, and those are based around the type of association that you and, if your wife is here, that you and your wife serve. So we'll have rural associations in 226. There's the room assignments right there. Suburban, town and country, urban. All right, and so you'll find your way to that room. Then we'll go to break, and then we'll go to our final sessions. And for our final sessions, the men will be back in here, and the women will be back up in 201 for their final sessions, and then we have a grab-and-go lunch. Now, we don't have very long to do this because we recently shifted at NAM to a 4-day work week, so the building is officially closed today, so we have to be out by 1. But if you want a quick tour, I'm talking quick tour, right, of the building, if this is your first time here and you want that, you can meet me in the lobby immediately following dismissal. And grab your lunch, and then I'll give you a quick tour of the building. I know several of you have asked me already about that, so I'll meet you in the lobby for that, and we'll do a really quick tour. All right, so let me pray for your coming session now, and then you're dismissed to go to the room that applies to you. Father, thank you for each of these men and women that are here. We love them. We are so thankful for them. We are thankful that they lead those that lead our people, and that is a unique and special privilege given by you to them. So, Lord, empower them for that. Bless them in this last go, this next 3 hours or so as we wind up this conference, Lord, and as I prayed from the very beginning, I pray that new friends would be made, that they could carry on beyond this conference and have a brother in arms, sister in arms, to form a dynamic friendship that can transform the kingdom of God. Lord, we praise you for the day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless. You're dismissed.
Jesus is with me and he goes before me.